106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
USA Today put out a list of the top 10 fast food restaurants. And I have to say, it is a pile of garbage.
Wow.
The kind of pile of garbage you would see, let's say, outside of the back of a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
You're not going to believe number one. When I say what number one is, first of all, guess where McDonald's is. Just
how many are on the list? Oh, 10.
Top 10.
I would say 5.
Okay.
I'm going to say 3.
It's not even on the list.
What?
It's not even on the list. McDonald's is not on this list.
And every place has good. McDonald's, right? It's not where, like, some places have Carl's Jr. and some places have Hardee's, right?
I'm glad you brought that up because Hardee's made the list, not Carl's Jr.
Well, Carl's Jr.
We'll call it the same thing.
Yeah.
And that was number 5. Burger King, also not on this list.
What?
Okay. Now, this is really going to piss my dad off. When I flew back to Pennsylvania, very first request he had when I came into town, take me to Arby's. But Arby's, number 10.
Oh, yeah.
Number 9, something I've never heard of called Zaxby's.
Oh, I've heard of it, but I don't know why. Maybe Real Housewives.
8, Popeyes.
Come on.
Popeyes is number 8?
7, Taco Bell.
Oh. Yeah.
Should be higher.
Yeah.
Okay, should be higher, but I'm just grateful it's on the list at this point.
I mean, I like Taco Bell. So sue me.
I don't know when it became this thing where people are judged so harshly for liking Taco Bell.
Number 6, something called Captain D's. If I told you Captain D's was like a knockoff Hooters, you'd believe me.
Absolutely.
Apparently, there are 500 locations in 22 states. If you're not familiar, it's a seafood place.
It's like Long John Silver's.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. My God. I miss Long John Silver's.
No,
are you crazy?
No.
I think it's so
fast
good.
Fast food seafood does don't not just
oh
sound.
Oh, my God. Give me a put a hush puppy in my mouth and shut me up.
We're going over the top 10 fast food restaurants as decided by apparently people with no taste buds at USA Today. All right. Number 5, I already said, was Hardee's, which is also Carl's Jr. Okay. Here we go. Top 4. Number 4, In-N-Out.
Okay. I'll agree with that.
Deserves to be in the top 5 easily.
For sure.
Number 3, Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Yes. Take out the ideology, whether or not they even believe that anymore, I don't even know. It's a good chicken sandwich.
It is a good chicken sandwich.
Number 2. This is going to be controversial for some reason with Katie, but Kevin, I think you and I are on the same page.
Don't say yes. Wendy's.
No, Wendy's also not on the list.
KFC.
Yes! Oh my God, KFC is not fast food.
Yes,
how
is
it not
I
fast
don't know.
Food?
You're a hater of the Colonel.
It's not something you can even sit and eat in your car.
Yes, you can. I've done it several times.
A bucket of chicken and a slop of mashed potatoes?
Yeah, shove some corn in my mouth, too.
What? I wish that was a real form of measurement at KFC. And can I have a large Diet Coke and a slop of... and number 1... Number 1.
Uh-oh. I'm nervous.
Del Taco.
What?
Oh my God, I'm going to burn this place down.
Over taco.
I've never been more angry about anything in my life. Stop trying to serve me tacos and french fries, psychopaths.
You know who's the most shocked about that? Del Taco. The CEO of Del Taco. I'm assuming he gets all of his emails on an Android, okay? Just sitting there. Bring! And he looks and he goes, voted number 1. He probably had to read that headline 4 times. And then he had to call USA Today and be like, did you mean...
Hey, it's me, Del.
Hey, it's Del. Did you mean that I'm number 1 or did you mean like somebody?
I guarantee the signature in his every one of his emails is just, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Del Taco. I can't.
I've never been more mad.
Kevin, you're a fast food connoisseur.
Uh-huh.
When's the last time you went to Del Taco?
Oh, boy, like 2 weeks ago.
What?
Okay.
And how was it?
I mean, it was good, but I was also like kind of like really hungry.
You have to be.
Yeah, so
Were you in a barren desert and there was nothing else?
I recently found out they sell burgers, too.
That's part of the problem.
I don't like it.
It's a scattergun approach to food. You got to pick a lane. There's a reason Jack in the Box didn't make this list.
They're all over the place. There's some reason we accept it.
Right. Imagine if Taco Bell started selling burgers. People would flip them over.
I can't even take myself there.
So anyway, there you go. There's your top 10 list. What I could only imagine is a slop of top 10 restaurants.
Okay, this was absolutely written by somebody on meth.